Syrian election officials have begun counting votes in the country's presidential election. Hours after the polls closed at midnight, authorities started the process of checking the number of votes against lists of registered voters to ensure that the numbers matched. The election was extended in government-held areas for an additional 5 hours due to heavy turnout. There was no balloting in much of rebel-held regions in northern and eastern Syria. Observers from 11 countries around the world were invited to monitor the vote. Well, to bring us up to speed on the ballot counting process and the overall voter turnout, we're joined by our correspondent, Taha Imani, from the Syrian capital, Damascus. Taha, welcome to the program.
Hello, Bardia. Thank you for your time. I'm here at the media center, which is set up here in the capital, Damascus, for hundreds of foreign journalists who have visited Syria to cover the elections here. I'm now joined by two activists, peace activists, Mr. Osbaker from the United States and Mr. Firuz from India, who are here, who arrived in Damascus a few days ago, and they observed Syria's election yesterday. Mr. Osbaker, thank you for your time. We also interviewed you before the election, and I understand you visited polling stations around Syria yesterday. Tell us about your observations, please.
Well, I went to polling stations in the city of Homs, and I was very pleased to be there. It was an honor to be there, and it was, and to be honest, it was very exciting because the people of Homs, quite literally, they were dancing in the streets. The young people were dancing dabka outside of the polling stations because this election represents to them a liberation from 3 years of war from the foreign-backed mercenary armies.
And how did you see the standards of the election in terms of being free and fair?
I've been involved in many elections in the city of Chicago, a city which you might know is characterized over the years for having elections that are unfair. And I can tell you that, in my opinion, as a seasoned electoral activist, these elections were as free and as democratic as anything that we strive for in the United States.
And as you said, you visited the city of Homs, and the city is very totally distracted by the attacks by foreign militants and the war that was raging on there. Tell us about the mood in the city and the people and what you saw.
Well, the old city of Homs is in fact destroyed. We saw block after block for several miles of buildings that had been reduced to rubble. And we also saw the faces of many martyrs on the walls. And we met wounded soldiers. We met a young woman whose brother had been killed by the Takfiris. But this was only part of the story. The main thing that we saw was they were so normal. They were so loving to each other, and they treated us with such honor, and they were so excited, so triumphant to be voting in this election.
And now, as you said in the meeting that we just had, you are going to go back to the United States and tell the media and tell the people about your experience. What will you tell them?
Well, I have to say first that the people of Homs have made my job much easier. What we have to do is we have to counter the lies being told by the U.S. government. I will tell the people that I speak to that Syria has had an election, that the people had choices for whom they could vote, and the people have overwhelmingly chosen their leader, Bashar al-Assad. And of course they would choose him, because before the foreign armies came, the conditions of life and the culture in Syria was very positive and very affirming for people. And then they suffered through 150,000 of their countrymen dying. And now, under Assad's leadership, they are defeating those mercenary armies. And while they have paid a price that no country should have to pay, they are winning and they are triumphant.
Thank you very much. I'm also joined by Mr. Firouz, a peace activist who is one of the organizers of a convoy which was sent to Gaza. And he's also here as an observer. Mr. Firouz, thank you very much for your time. Could you please tell us about your observations and which cities or polling stations you visited yesterday?
I visited Homs myself, but the rest of the Indian delegation visited parts of Damascus. So we have reports from Latakia, Tartus, other parts of Damascus as well. And everywhere, the report is the same. This was a celebration of democracy. People have come out to vote spontaneously, and they have come out to vote as a mark of their belief in Syria, in a united Syria, in a Syria that is multi-religious and multicultural, and in a Syria that wants to live at peace, a Syria that rejects foreign intervention, a Syria that rejects Takfiri extremism. So this is the message of the Syrian people. And the Syrian people have also chosen to be part of the resistance bloc, because Syria was attacked, because Syria was part of the resistance, supporting the resistance in Lebanon, their alliance with the resistance with Iran, and especially in terms of support to Palestine. So the people of Syria have been victimized by a three-year war, a horrendous war.
And where do you think Syria will go next from this election?
Syria will only go stronger. The challenge is now for Syria, the Syrian government, and I would say President Bashar al-Assad, who has grown even more popular, to listen more and more to the people, to build more democratic institutions, to work towards the economic and social welfare of the people. This is now the challenge of Syria. And if Syria emerges as a genuine democracy, it will have its repercussions on all of the Arab world. And that is what I believe is the message, a very powerful message that the Syrian people are sending out.
Thank you very much for your time. Bardia, as you saw, the foreign observers who came here to Damascus and observed Syria's election, they said they were satisfied with what they saw in the, at the polling stations. And we had just had a meeting with parliamentary delegations from friends of countries who are friends of Syria, like Iran, Brazil, and Venezuela. And those delegations, they also spoke, and they said the election was held satisfactorily, and they hailed Syrian authorities for letting people choose between three candidates their favorite president. Back to you.
Thank you very much. Press TV's Taha Imani joining us from Damascus. And also a special thanks to your guests for speaking to us here on Press TV's Top 5.